Welcome into the Bucky Report. As is tradition, my guy Nick Osen is here in Chicago. Fantastic media day so far. Got a chance to talk to Luke Fickell this morning. Let's start with injury updates, Nick. What did Luke Fickell talk about with injury updates today?
Yeah, obviously, Rajiv, you know, great to be back with you. So the fortunate thing is, for the most part, this Badgers team is pretty healthy coming out of spring. But just a couple things to really note. Emerson Mandel, probably the largest name that, you know, we should kind of focus on. Sounds like he's going to be still pretty limited as fall camp gets going. And I sensed a little bit of kind of questions if he'll be fully ready, you know, in game one. It seemed like it'd maybe be like a pain, reliance type of thing. So we'll kind of keep an eye on that. Shamar Rigby, likely limited for a while. That one does not shock me. Obviously, saw him get hurt later in spring ball. Danny O'Neill still making his way back. I believe he's going to be fully healthy early on in the year. And then one that obviously I don't think comes as a big surprise, but unfortunate. You know, Gideon Ituka, Fickell seems questioned if he will maybe ever make that full recovery back on the playing field. We thought that's probably the case, but still unfortunate,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he said he would probably never get cleared to play football again, potentially, which is unfortunate. And a lot of good news, though, coming out of it. And the big word today was leadership. Like, that was the by far Lou Fickell's biggest buzzword of the day. And clearly increased leadership from the youth of this team. Leadership from within this team. He even made comments about how the leadership is in a far better place than it's really ever been throughout his time in Madison.
I thought that was huge. You know, it's funny, it came on, I think, one of my first questions when I asked him about player-led teams. It's something that he's talked about. Greg Gard talks about it as well. They love that here in Madison. And I think you're finally there. That's not saying that other guys weren't necessarily, right? I think last year you saw a nice jump. It's been actually a lot of linebackers, kind of, you know, ironically. The outside guys, Peterson and Reiger, were like that. Now, of course, Posa, Catalano. I also want to note, and I'm glad that Fickell did, we talked about it on the boards this summer, guys like Kevin Haywood, Colin Coverley, and Emerson Mandel quietly have emerged as some huge leaders within, what would you say, maybe the most important position group of the entire program?
Which is really good to hear. Like, yeah. You know, we've always thought this about Kevin Haywood, that he had that leadership quality, but the fact that he's bringing it to, exactly, a beleaguered unit last year, a unit that did not perform and it's up to a standard. Obviously, Kevin Haywood was not there, but that's huge that those guys are leading. And the guys that he brought with him, guys like Matt Young, Chris Brooks, there's a lot of leadership on this team. And he talked about the brotherhood, like the brotherhood of that team and the family nature of it, and understanding that brothers are going to fight, brothers are going to have issue. But and Nick, I want to get your take on this. It just feels like a different vibe around the program. Like, I know that sometimes, and to be honest, coming to media days, it's a hype train, right? You get that feeling of hype, but it does feel different, guys. I honestly am not just saying that because we're here, but I just feel like there's a vibe around the program that's a little bit different. And there's a brotherhood and an attachment to potential, like, and there's belief in this system. There's belief in the vision that he's selling right now.
100%. And so I love what you said about, you know, yeah, usually these are kind of hype train, whether you're talking Wisconsin, USC, Iowa, you know, anybody. But what is different, and I've said it all offseason long, I don't feel like anybody has to be overly positive or projecting these things because they're kind of showing themselves, right? You look at recruiting, top 25 class, a lot of in-state success. Look at NIL. We've reported it since November. The infusion is clearly there. There were national articles about it this week, and I will say those numbers were still a little bit lower than what they'll actually have. Now it is all just leading to what? The most important things, wins and losses. It feels like everything else is coming together. You've got kind of new leadership in the AD, all of these kind of aspects. And so leading into the games that really matter, I think we can probably agree it should be a top 20, 25 defense. I know we'll be doing some more shows leading into that. But the offense, and what's going to be so important, is establishing the run game and the O-line we've been so used to with consistent QB play.
Yeah. Another thing that he brought up was studying championship teams, right? I mean, any Big Ten team who's either won or competed for a Big Ten championship, they studied those teams. The buzzword again, leadership. They brought in Chris Orr to kind of talk about that. And what did you learn about that?
So that was one I heard a little bit of buzz the last couple of weeks, but I thought it was great how in-depth he kind of went into it. You know, Fickell talked about, Chris Orr sent in, from my understanding, a 25-minute video or so to this group. And he said Chris Orr, you know, was a good player, very solid name, of course, but there have been larger names like J.J. Watt, you know, some players of that nature that players certainly know about and kind of, you know, follow in the last few years. But the impact that Orr had within this group, talking about the brotherhood aspect, you guys are going to fight. You got to challenge each other, you know, not physically, but, hey, this needs to be done better. This needs to be cleaned up. Because when you have that trust and those true relationships, like, you can call out your brother for something, that is what leads you to success. I love kind of how in-depth Rajiv, he went into that. He spoke on it, I think, in my notes for a good 3 to 5 minutes.
I mean, yeah, I think feel like it was almost a bulk of a discussion. We had. By the way, he just walked right by us, which was great.
That was cool.
Yeah, I mean, and there's, that's what I mean about the vibe. It's not just like talk. There's clearly, also that speaks to the connection to the alumni of the program. Mm-hmm. It speaks to kind of bridging that gap of recognizing that Wisconsin is a family, and that's clearly been a focus. He even set it up on stage too.
Yeah.
It's been a focus of that, of the entire team, to really reconnect and make sure that they're doing that the best that they possibly can. As far as other talent, competition, right? We brought it up in the cornerback room. We talked about competition there. And all the one of the key quotes I thought today was, and this is paraphrasing, the transfer portal, right? Before, they were bringing in starting quarterbacks, but they weren't necessarily bringing in guys that were meant to be starters. Now, it's about guys that can start, and that is breeding more competition. We always talk about iron sharpens iron. That's exactly what we're getting now.
Spot on, and it came directly from both of our questions today. I asked about the corners room. I thought, yeah, you bring in 4 or 5 different, you know, new faces that are going to play a role. How does that challenge some of the younger guys? Cairo Skanes, okay, now he's kind of playing safety, a little bit of corner, but Jameer Scott, he was one of my spring MVPs. I think he's taken that confrontation, as Fickell said, those challenges into success. So I've loved it, frankly. I think it's going to be a nice mix. Yes, you've got transfers, but also a lot of the kind of class of 24, 25 guys on the come up, like we mentioned. Everything seems to be in place, Rajiv. We know that the schedule is not going to be what it was last year. How can this group go from 4 or 5 wins to 7, 8, maybe another?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We never want to see that schedule again. Last year's schedule was absolutely brutal.
Most schools will never. It's true.
And ultimately, a lot of these schools are feeling good about themselves, too. It's not just the Badgers. Other teams on our schedule, Penn State, USC, those guys' coaches are also talking about a lot of changes that they're making within their program as well. Obviously, one of the talking points of the offseason has been the NIL investment, right? We've heard about that. There was an article on The Athletic that came out that this is a $25 million roster. Lou Fickell did say that's not a number that he's familiar with, so that he kind of like shot that number down. Either way, though, the one thing he did say is there is investment in the roster. That's evidenced by the fact that we're bringing in starters into this program. That's evidenced by the fact that there's a lot more talent pool, which is creating that competition.
I love 2 things about how Fickell handled that. One is it kind of aligned with or validated some of my reporting. I said it was a great story, but that's not quite the number. In fact, I think it might be a little higher. Number 2, it just shows guys, like, not everything's been perfect, right? They would say themselves they'd maybe go back and do some things differently, you know, hires or just how things were executed. But they were operating from such a deficit compared to the rest of the conference, let alone the nation, that it was tough to get guys to even visit. I love how he mentioned that. Like, there was a decent, you know, former Wisconsin native that ended up in the conference. They couldn't even get him to visit. Fickell's words, because they just didn't have the numbers for some of that. So I think that illustrates something I've tried to report on. We've talked about the last couple of years. Now things all seem to be, you know, coalescing and meshing in that sense. Rajiv, I don't know about you, but it just gets me a little more excited for the actual games that count here soon.
I mean, we're like, what, 41 days away from Notre Dame. And yeah, the excitement level is high. At The Real Nick Gosen on Twitter, everything he does on 247 Sports. Follow me at Rajiv Badgers for all day updates, actually. I've already posted a lot today. And there will be another show coming tonight, kind of wrapping everything up. Then, of course, this weekend, more coverage of Big Ten Media Days. Camp starts next week.
Yes, sir.
So what's the one thing you're looking forward to about camp right now?
So looking forward to the most is probably seeing how the offense can jump from some splash plays late to overall consistency. I think we know what we're going to have probably in seeing from the defense, but just how the offense can be more collective, more separation for some of the skill guys.
Yeah, that'll do it for us right now. Stay tuned for more coverage on the Bucky Report.